USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is paying tribute to a U.S. Korean War veteran. During a ceremony at the White House, Biden awarding a Medal of Honor to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. for conspicuous gallantry in combat.
He leads from the front. He leads by example. He leads with his heart. He's a Ranger. And that's how Rangers lead. That's how you lead.
Biden also calling him a true American hero and saying the recognition is decades overdue. The jury in the Molly Tibbetts murder case in Iowa is being shown graphic pictures in court. The prosecution on Friday showing jurors graphic photos of the former University of Iowa student's partially decomposed body. Police allege Christian Rivera, an illegal immigrant, murdered Tibbetts with a knife while she was out for a jog and dumped her body in a cornfield near Brooklyn, Iowa, back in 2018. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
California's clean air regulator on Thursday adopted rules to mandate that nearly all trips on Uber and Lyft's ride-hailing platforms have to be in electric vehicles over the next few years, the first such regulation by a U.S. state. Uber and Lyft say they support the regulation's goals but are calling for more government aid to their many middle and low-income drivers with costs for the transition. The question of who will finance a costly transition is complicated by the driver's status as independent contractors. An alleged violent attack on Jewish people eating at a restaurant earlier this week is being investigated as a possible hate crime. Footage of the incident shows a group attacking people in front of a restaurant in Los Angeles' Beverly Grove neighborhood. The incident triggering condemnation from Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, a Democrat who said in a tweet, "There's no place for discrimination and anti-Semitism of any kind in Los Angeles." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hundreds of illegal immigrant families are being flown to California and other states, as many as three flights a week, as U.S. Border Patrol agents continue to struggle with the growing number of illegals crossing into the United States. Flights carrying around 135 people are arriving across the country, and this has Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, concerned.
What they are doing is shifting the burden to the states. And once they do that, they're making every state a border state, every town a border town. But this is the first link in a chain of bad immigration policies. But they're shoving this cost for education, child services, housing, all of the health care onto the states. Now, as you have these communities of illegal migrants coming into cities, what are blue city mayors going to do? They're going to do sanctuary cities. But what the Biden administration is doing is specifically this. They have now apprehended 500,000 people at the border from 160 countries. They're putting them on planes and flying them to states without any knowledge of the governors.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.